And I visualize the four chambers of my heart. And I breathe in to my heart. And as I breathe into my heart, I visualize the left upper chamber of my own heart, left atria. In the shaman's world, this is the full heart. Abundance, generosity, the potlatch or the great giving away. Coming to a meeting or a project, bubbling over with energy, full of energy, creativity, my genius sparkling like stars in the night. And I turn that delicate quality of essence and focus and awareness to this, my left upper chamber. And without moving to fake it or fade it or embellish it, I simply ask, how are you today, full heart? Or empty or depleted, fractured, despondent. And I just notice, I just feel the feeling, the essence of the feeling. And I ask of my full heart, who is your ally, full heart? I remember walking down the street feeling so depressed, so empty. And they're walking towards me on the other side. There they come. And suddenly, seeing that person, I'm overjoyed. I feel suddenly there's hope. The return of fullness, the return of abundance. And we talk and I feel wonderful again. Within minutes. It's amazing. This person is the teacher to my full heart. This person releases in me energies that I do not sufficiently nurture, identify, honor, cultivate. And so my heart loses his or her balance, his or her fullness, because I have excluded these aspects of myself that the ally of my full heart shows me. Let me breathe in my sense of love and appreciation for this fine being. And let me open to the realization that they show me aspects of myself that are asking for my attention and nurturance. And so I thank this person, and then I let them go. I walk down the same street a day later. I'm having a hard time again. Oh, I'm so empty. I can't find my generosity, my abundance anywhere. Everything's difficult. Uh-oh. I catch sight of a different person walking towards me. Hope they don't see me. Oh, they have. They come towards me. And we start to talk, and it's awful. Everything instantly gets worse. I thought I felt bad before, and now it's worse. Here's the shadow teacher to my full heart. I breathe. I hold my space, my mountain. I don't duck or weave. from this one? What is it I most dislike about my shadow teacher? They're a blether, they're a gossip, they talk too much. They're unconscious with their words, they hold judgments. Don't they see how they shoot themselves in the foot at every turn? Thank you, shadow teacher, of my full heart, for showing me aspects of myself I keep hidden in a bottom drawer. Let me breathe in these more difficult teachings and learn from them, encompass them too. May I become more skillful. May I not blame another. May I notice how I shoot myself in the foot and let that go. So I breathe in a sense of appreciation and thankfulness for this, the shadow teacher of my full heart. And I thank this person, and I let them go.